Okay, today's daf is daf vav in Maseches Nazir. We are going to start with the word tnan, three lines from the bottom on Hey Mabez, but just a few items that I did not get to mention yesterday, which I said I would try to mention today. And that is, at the bottom of Hey Aleph, we had brought up the discussion of Avshalom, that the merit of Avshalom, which the Gemara brought in because Avshalom was a Nazir Olam, the merit of Avshalom was 40 years after. After what? So the Gemara explained, 40 years after Klal Yisrael had originally asked for a king. That's, and Tosas points out Maha Kesher. Tosas Dibur Maskal Hani had said, since they were Morid B'Malkul Shel Olam, that was Tosas Dibur Maskal Hani, so that's why we connected the two rebellions, the merit of all of Klal Yisrael and the merit of Avshalom. What exactly was so bad about B'nai Yisrael's asking for a king? After all, you read Parsha Shoftim, it's a Parsha in the Torah. It's a mitzvah in the Torah. Som Tasim Alecha Melech. Right? What's the problem exactly with anointing a king? So just a number of answers given by the Mefarshim. The Radak in Parakhes and Shmuel Aleph, which is the context of where it is, Rav Hashem said they asked for a king, and Vayera Hadavar Beinei Shmuel, Hashmuel is very upset, Vayomer Hashem al Shmuel, Shma B'kol Ha'am, L'kol Sheyomer Alecha, listen to them, Ki Lo Oschamo Asu, Ki Osimo Asu, Hashem, they become disgusted in me. What exactly was the chet? The Radak quotes two pshatim. Number one says the Radak, which is a pshat said by many, was that having a king per se is not a problem, but the problem was that they wanted the king to be like the other nations. They didn't want that dafka team to be madrich them b'derech haTorah. But what do they say? Sima lanu melech l'shavteinu kechol hagoyim. That's what it says in the Parakhes Pasakei. So that's a problem. You can't want the king for the wrong reasons. You want a king just like to be like the other nations? That's inappropriate. So that's pshat number one. Lefisha patarama shalu osov, lo l'she mitzvah, ki ilu amrutzna lonu melech sheish patenu b'yosher u'be'emuna, lo hayadav arabe in Yisrael. But here they ask for the wrong reasons. Number one. Number two says the Radak. The second pshat says the Radak is that they... Okay, the second shot is pretty similar. They wanted the king to fight for them. They didn't want the king to lead them b'derech hator. That is the Radak. The Musar on Nevi'im here, which is Rav from Denver, Sefer on Nevi'im Rishonim, Rabbi Ginsburg from Denver, he quotes the Me'iri, Me'iri from Maseches Harios, on the bottom, which he expands upon, and that is, asking for a king per se is not a problem. The problem was that they jumped the gun. They jumped the gun. It wasn't the proper time. Why? Because a melech in Klal Yisrael has to be from Yehuda. And there was no king from Yehuda that was ready yet. Okay, they had to take Shaul HaMelech as a temporary measure. But really, the chait was that they jumped the gun. And this is an example of many of the famous chata'im in our history war because people jumped the gun. It was okay, but it was too early. That was the Ma'aseh HaEgel, or they miscalculated, they went too early. That was the chataim of Shmu, the first chait of Shaul HaMelech. He didn't wait for Shaul to come back a week later. Some suggest even that there's an Alpi Kabbalah, that David HaMelech saw Baruch HaKodesh, that he was supposed to have the person to build the Beis HaMikdash, the next Moshiach from Beth Sheva. The problem was he jumped the gun. Right, he should have waited until something happened to Uriah and something, and he was able to have Batsheva b'derech heter, and yet he jumped the gun too early. So again, many chataim happened because we did not have proper patience. Okay, that's the Musar Nevi'im, that really per se it was okay, but the problem was that there was no one roi from Shevet Yehuda that was appropriate, and the Malchus has to be from Shevet Yehuda. The Ramban has a long arichus in Parshas Vayechi, where he talks about this on the pasuk of well Yasu Shevet Yehuda, that the Malchus has to be from Malchus Beis David and Shevet Yehuda, and if not, that's a problem. That's where we discussed this a number of years ago. That's where he talks how that was the underlying chait of the Chashmonaim. Why didn't the Chashmonaim's dynasty last? Because they weren't from Yehuda. They should have won the war. They would come on in. They should have won the war and then given over the reins to Yehuda. And yet they became malachim. That was inappropriate. So that's a second pshat of the chait of the of Klal Yisrael, that it wasn't an appropriate time. They jumped the gun. The Malbim, finishing up, has two other pshatim. The Malbim says, Vayera Hadavar, why was it not appropriate to have a melech? Because a melech is appropriate, and the Malbim is a long piece here, beautiful Lashon, the melech is appropriate when Klal Yisrael are living b'derech hateva. When Klal Yisrael are living b'derech hateva, then they need a melech to lead them, to fight for them, to strategic leadership, and to know exactly what to do. That's what you need a melech. But at this moment in history, they still had Shmuel HaNavi. They said, "Well, the Navi that was before that would they were not living b'derech hateva. They were still having nisim take place amongst them. The Yerusha v'Yeshiva and the settling into Klal Yisrael wasn't totally complete. Rak acher Yerusha v'Yeshiva she'oz ha'yu itim she'ozvam hamelach Hashem Tzvakos v'ha'yu kechol ha'amim ta'acha hanhagas hateva." But Shmuel still has the connection, so then a melech is not appropriate. They don't need a melech. They have a Kadosh Baruch Hu. They have a Kadosh Baruch Hu. They don't need a melech at a time of Hanhaga Nisus. And the second shot that the Shmuel, that the Malbim gives, and then we'll move on, and that is, this was an affront to Shmuel HaNavi. Kadosh Baruch Hu was very upset. He appointed a leader, Shmuel HaNavi, and then they're going over him. Find Shmuel's children weren't following in his path. The Navi describes Yoel and Aviah, the two sons of Shmuel HaNavi, they weren't following the Derech of Shmuel. But you don't ask for, Shmuel's your leader. You go into Shmuel and you're asking for a different leader? So Kadosh Baruch Hu was very upset about this, that they were going under, they were undermining Shmuel's leadership. Okay, yeah. Malachim, it was, what do you mean? After the Malachim might have been able to start after Shmuel. Okay, after Shmuel, but Shmuel was still around now. And Shaul was, Shaul and Shmuel died very close together. A couple of months, I think. Shaul HaMelech died before Shmuel. Right, have to work out the math. Shmuel was 52, Shaul...
But it's a special thing with Shmuel, not Nevi'im.
That what?
There were no Nevi'im.
Okay. But either way, they were still living b'derech hashkacha hanisus, according to the Malbim. Right, Nasan and Gad didn't come yet.
That ended with Shmuel, didn't continue with Nasan and
Elf. Right, that's what, the Abarbanel, in his Hakdama to Shoftim, where he talks about the difference between a Shofet and a Melech. So that one of the differences that he mentions is that Bizman HaShoftim, everything was wrapped up into one person. Everything, all the war leadership and the Nevuah leadership was wrapped up into one person. Once Malchus started, then it started to become split. Shaul and Shmuel, again, maybe Kadosh Baruch Hu knew, they avoided Shmuel, David and Nasan, and etc. Okay, so that was all, just getting back to from yesterday, related to the Melch. Okay, so yesterday we brought up, now we're three lines from the bottom on Hey Amabez. The Gemara, what we are still discussing, is a machlokas between Rav Masna and Barpada. What is the source? Or, go back for a step, how long is a Stam Naziris? So our Mishnah says a Stam Naziris is 30 days, Shloshim Yom. If I just say, Harei Alai Naziris, I'm a Nazir for 30 days. How do I know that? So Rav Masna says, Gematria. The Gematria of Yihyeh is Kadosh Yihyeh, is 30, so that's how I know 30. We had a Machlokas Rishonim yesterday. Is it really the Gematria? Is the Gematria the Siman or the Siba? Is it just a Simin of what we know of Misora? Or the Rabban said it's actually the source. That was Rav Masna. Barpada said, no way. Barpada said, no, it's Keneged, extra words. Are Nazir, Nazirus, there are 29 phrase words that have that Shorish in the Parsha of Nazir, and that's the Makar for Stam Naziris, 29 days. Stam Naziris 29 days, according to Barpada. So, we started to ask from the Mishnah at the beginning of the third parak. We're going through each line of that Mishnah, asking on one Shita and asking on the other Shita. That's what we did yesterday, and we ended off quoting the principle of Mixas Hayom Kekulo. Mixas Hayom Kekulo, why is it that according to Rav Masna, who requires 30 days, why b'di'evid can the Nazir bring his karbanis and get a haircut on day 30? Why is that? Mitzvah Yom Kekulo, as long as he did part of the Nihugim, part of the day, counts of the day, Kekulo, it's as if it is the whole day. So why does it say other sources that you have to go to day 31? So the last thing that we read, three lines to the bottom, was Ba'omer Shleiman, because that's a case where he said, I want full days. Just one small ha'ara first, the Brisker Rav asks, so what if he says, I want full days? Mitzvah Yom Kekulo. It's as if he had full days. Isn't that the principle of Mixas Yom Kekulo? So yes, the Brisker Rav. Oh, first time we get to use the Griz on Nazir. So says the Griz, Sarachi and Datu Din Zed the Mixas Yom Kekulo Bekabasot Haliyim Milsa to Nomar De Omer Shleimim Kibo Laviyim Shleimim Halo Din Zed Bechalat Torah Kula Umishim To Olo Leminyanu Mixas Yom Kekulo Imkain Mamo Mash Omer Shleimim. What's the difference? If we have a principle that part of a day counts as a whole day, so what that you said I want a whole day? So that's what Mixas Yom Kekulo means. So the Brisker Rav says you have to say it's a special din in Naziris. Special din in Naziris, that if you say I want to be a Nazir for 30 Shalem days, that's it. So then that undermines, prevents Mixing of Gulo from applying. But in theory, in Lamdis, you know, it should be the Pol day, and therefore you should say, Shalem doesn't matter. It's as if you had Shalem. Again, I guess it relates to a Hakira, how Kikulo, Mrs. Ayom, Kikulo. How much do you focus on the Kuf? Is it really like Kulo, or is it only Kikulo, kind of like Kulo, but not totally Kulo? The question of the Brisker Rav is that it's mamish like Kulo. So therefore, why is it that it does not work? Well, we didn't get to later yet. I can't. We're not responsible yet for a couple of lines from now. But we'll see. Well, you can count for two. We'll see. We'll get back to that. Okay, so there's more to talk about Mixus and Pekulo, but let's do a few more lines, and then when it comes up on the next Omid, maybe we'll mention it. Says the Mishnah, Tanan, three lines from the bottom. Okay, we're again quoting the next lines on the Mishnah Daf Tezayin, beginning of the third parak. We're going through every line discussing the two sheetahs here. Tanan, Misha Nazar Beis Naziros, somebody makes a neder, or makes a Naziros of two. What do you say? The Rush says, bottom Rush, Hare Alai Beis Naziros. That's what a man says. I am a Kabel, two Naziris on me. Second to last line of the Rush. The Shita Mekubetzes quotes, no, he says it twice, Hareini Nazir, Hareini Nazir. He just says it two times in a row. Might be a question what exactly the Machlokas is about, but we'll just mention those two formulations. So, somebody said, once it makes the Nazir to be a two Naziris, Migaleach as a Rishono Yom Lamed Ve'achad, so, Megaleach, remember, literally Megaleach means Teglacha is getting a haircut, but that's the verb that's used in Mishnayos to mean haircut and karbonis. Haircut and karbonis. What does he bring his Teglachas? So Megaleach Lirishon Yom Lamo Ve'achad. So somebody has a Naziris, two Naziris in a row. So the first one, he does his Teglachas on day 31. On day 31. Vashniyah Liyom Shisha Ve'achad. And the second one on day 61. Day 61. So Bishmala Ramasra Nichakura Ramasra, that's understandable. The first one it does on day 31, because there were 30 days of Naziris, and the following day you bring your Karbanas. And that day itself could also count as day 1. After you bring your Karbanas, your Naziris are finished. So that day 31 counts as day 1 again. Day 60 is day 30 of the second Naziris, and day 61, he brings his Karbanas for the second set. So wonderful. According to Ramasra, it fits in. Ramasra, who holds that Stam Naziris is 30 days. Right, because you learned that from the Gematria. Elo LeBarPata Kasha. But according to Barpata, who says that Naziris is 29 days, so why do you bring your Karbanos on day 31 for? Answers the Gemara, Amalacha BarPata, Ema Seifa. What about the next line of the Mishnah? This is exactly the same type of Shakla Vatari that we had on the previous Amud. V'emgila Chazarishona Liyom Shloshim. If you did get your hair cut and bring your Karbanos on day 30, Megaleach Chazashnia Liyom Shishim. Then, if you did do it on day 30, so then you could bring the second set on day 60. So that works well according to Barpada. Because again, Barpada says, on his ears is 29 days. So you bring your Karbanos on day 30. Once you bring Karbanos on day 30, so that also counts as day 1 of the second set. So, day 59 then is the last day of the second Aziris, and day 60 is the day you bring your Karbanos. So you see, that line fits to Barpada. El Seifa Misayale. So the second line fits to Barpada. Reisha. What about the first line where it says you have to bring it on day 31? I, Naziris is only 29 days. Bomer Shleimim. Like we said before, it must be that second line is about a case where a person says, Beferish, I want complete days of, without using any partial days of Mixas Yom Kikulo, Shleimim. Ula Ramasna Kasha Seifa. So now, the other way, the pendulum swings. According to Ramasna, who says you need 30 days, Stam Naziris is Shloshim Yom, so then why can it work that you could have your Tiglachas on day 30 if you need 30 days of Naziris? So the Gemara answers, Amalacha Ramasna, Kidiktani Seifa, Yom Shloshim, Ola, Lakan, Ulakan. No, the Chiddush is, you say Mixas HaYom Kikulo, part of the day is the whole day, and as we explained before, it could count for both. Even according to Rav Masna, that Naziris is 30 days, day 30, you bring your Karbanos and you get your haircut, that counts as day 30, and then that day also counts as day 1. As day 1, so then you can then do your haircut for the second set on day 60. So the Gemara just continues. Maihi, Mixas Yom Kikulo. What's the Chiddush of this line, of this case, that you say Mixas Yom Kikulo? Amar Chada Zimna. We already learned that in the Reisha, which we discussed on the previous Amud. So we already know the principle of Mixas Yom Kikulo. So the Gemara answers, no. Mahu, Detema, you might have thought, Hanimili Linyi Chada Naziris. You can say Mixas Yom Kikulo once. in a case on day 30. Aval shtei nazir is lo, but for two nazirios to say mixing kagulo and also to say it on the same day. Same day, and also say you can use it at the end and at the beginning. Kamash malan, that we don't say, but we do say it. We do say it. Lamaisa kamash malan, you do say it, just like we say it by avelus. By avelus, one of the slan, somebody buries a niftar Tuesday afternoon. So Tuesday he sits shiva for an hour before shkia. That's mixing yom kakulo right there. On day 7, the day he gets up from Shiva, he sits in the morning, boom, mixing up kakulo. So we say it, same thing here, same thing as here, by Naziris, you say it twice, so too by a regular case of Shiva, we also say mix the same kakulo twice, at the beginning and at the end.
But how can you say that the same day count? I guess it, you know, one beginning, one the end. This is the same
How can you say the same day count? Let me just bolster your question even. Let me bolster your question. There's a Me'iri. The Me'iri... Where's my Me'iri? The Me'iri there on Daf Tezai, the beginning of the third parak, quotes an opinion for Ra'isi Betosvus that on that day 30, which the morning counts as the previous Aziris, and the end of the day counts as the later Aziris, you're allowed to drink wine in the middle of the day. That's the Me'iri. You're allowed to drink wine in the middle of the day. Pirshu Betosvus, She Yochol Lishos Yain Bam Sayom, She Tchilos Ayom Mashlim L'Rishona, V'Sova Yom Maschil L'Shnia. Unbelievable. Miri says, "Ve'ein nearly kid." I don't agree. Shakalata omer shehushlam arisho and huschal sheni takeflo. There's no break in the middle; it starts immediately. But then Miri quotes this daya that mixing kakulo, it's mamish only part of the day. It's kikulo, but it's not viewed as kulos. So that's why shleimim wouldn't work, because it's not really like Rabbeinu's point before. It's not that it's as if it's the whole day, because then you can't count it for two different things. But this daya of the Miri sounds like it's mamish just separate. You just count it as a separate. Part of the day has the status of the whole day, but it doesn't really, it's not really called the whole day.
Taking a break for him, though. So obviously, what are you thinking?
You're taking a break. You're not taking a break. That's the end of your Naziris. That's a hemshech of your Naziris. That's finishing your Naziris. Why can't you take a drink of wine? Because when do you have a heter to drink wine? You have a heter to drink wine after your teglachas. But the second your teglachas finishes, the second Naziris starts. Well, that day it says, you're right. The day that he quotes says, you're right. But the Meiri's Svar, I think the Pashtus is that there's no time in between. It may be, Naziris does not include, you cannot take a haircut unless, except Nizar Olam can every once in a while. This is finishing. This is finishing the Naziris and starting. Finishing is the process that the Torah commands a Nazir Tahar to go through, which allows him then to drink wine afterwards. He can't drink wine until he goes through with this.
Two questions. First of all, how can you two show Avelus to Naziris? But Avelus, we always hold, we're Mako.
Right. We're Mako by that's Lamaiso. We might say Halacha Kameko ba'Avel. But still, this is we're Mako here too. So if by Nazir you're Mako by other cases besides Avelus also. So here we're Mako by Naziris. So you're allowed to say Mixiyam Kagula. So by the way, just to mention one Halacha Lamaisa point. What? It's not Kakulo according to that day of the Miri. It's not Kakulo. It's not a Kula. It's not a Kula. Right, it's a principle. It's a principle. It's a Kakulo. That the fact that you're allowed to say it both directions on the same day, that's an extension. Might not be a kula. There's nobody who's machmir. That's a dim. But there's even, we pass in this way also, that we could count some, even lamaisa, forget naziris, we could count one day as different days. We have that by Hilchas Avelus as well. Not the case that I just mentioned, that at the beginning of the Avelus and the end of the Avelus, but even the same day. Where does this come up? Before Yontif. Shulchan Aruch says, both in Yoredei and Hilchas Avelus, I'll read it to you from Hilchas Chalamoed. Tav Kuf Memches. In Shulchan Aruch. Tav Kuf Memches. Let's say, Yem Nohag Shiva Pagabar Rega. Halacha, we know. Somebody is sitting Shiva, and then Yantif comes. What's the halacha? Mevatel mimenu gezeres Shiva. Right? So Shiva's knocked out. What happens if he's already finished Shiva by the time Yantif comes? He's on day 10. So what's the halacha? Mevatel mimenu gezeres Shloshim. Shloshim's knocked out. Just like, let's say you have Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, two different Yom Tovim. Rosh Hashanah would knock out Shiva, and Yom Kippur knocks out Shloshim, two different Yom Tovim. Afilu chal Yom Shiva be'erev haregel. And then the Shulchan Aruch adds an even bigger chiddush. Even if day 7 of Shiva is Erev Yontif, Mutter L'Saper U'Lachapes B'Erev HaRegel. Could go get a haircut and take a normal shower, Erev Yontif. Why? What do you mean? Still Shloshim? The answer is no. Morning Erev HaRegel is day 7. Day 7 is Erev HaRegel. So the morning, Shiva's finished because you mix the Yom Kakulo, and it's as if Shloshim started. As if Shloshim started. And then Shloshim is knocked out. If Shloshim is knocked out by Yontif, so you're allowed to take a shower, you're allowed to get a haircut. You're allowed to get a haircut Erev HaRegel. And then the Shulchan Aruch even adds, the Ein Tzarech Lomar, Imchal Yom Shmini Lios B'Shabbos Erev HaRegel. Shemutr L'Saper B'Erev Shabbos. Let's say, day 7 is Friday, day 8 is Shabbos, and Yontif is on Sunday. That's the case the Shulchan Aruch talks about. The Shulchan Aruch says, you can even in that case, get a haircut on Erev Shabbos. Even though day 8 is tomorrow, it's not even Erev HaRegel. Erev HaRegel is tomorrow. But he says, because you're not going to have a choice. The Bir Halacha explains, Mishum tekeshashom lo shmona yamim kodem HaRegel, when 8 days finish, bevadei pshita da HaRegel mevatak zeir shloshim, umutel lesaper bo bayom. Vezeshach al yom shmini shelo b'shabes, sheyefshel lesaper, umuchach lasu zeb Erev Shabbos, chashiv ki'ilu haya yom shmini. It's as if Friday was Yom Shmini in that case, and you'd be able, says the Shulchan Aruch, to get a haircut on Erev Yontif. Okay, and there the Mishnah Berurah quotes as far as of our Gemara, the Kaimel Amixim Hakulin Yinavelus, and it's Ole Lakan Ulakan. Just like my Anazir accounts for the first Aziris and the second Aziris, so too the Shulchan Aruch quotes it can count for Shiva and for Shloshim. Okay, that is Mixas Hayom Kikulo. So there's one other Lundis on Mixas Hayom Kikulo, and that is from Rav Soloveitchik. Quotes, he doesn't quote it here, but Rav Sheffler starts it off by quoting the Gilyonei HaShas here. Rav Yosef Engel right here quotes the Maharami Panu. Maharami Panu. What does Maharami Panu ask? He says, why don't you say Mixas Hayom Kikulo by Shabbos and Yontif? Shabbos afternoon. I observe most of Shabbos. Okay, Mixas Hayom Kikulo. Okay, I have a busy night ahead of me. Let me start early. Mixas Hayom Kikulo. Okay, at least give me after Plaga Mincha. Mixas Hayom Kikulo. That's a klutz kasha. We know there's an answer to that question. Right, so what's the answer? Why don't you say Mixas Hayom Kikulo there? So the Maharami Panu sounds like he says, because you only say Mixas Hayom Kikulo by areas where we want to shorten it. It's Tumah of a Zav. So Mixas Hayom Kikulo, Avelus. We want to shorten that. But by something that is positive, we don't want to say Mixas Hayom Kikulo. So that's why we don't say it by Shabbos and Yontif. So he asked the Rabbi Yosef Engel, so what about Naziris? Does that depend whether Naziris is a good thing or a bad thing? But Naziris, Kadosh Yia! And you see Mixas Hayom Kikulo by Naziris. So Rachia Mikad, the Naziris who Kedusha. Right, and Moshe Amar, Shabbat Lamanda Bar Nazar Chote. Boy, you see, that's the Machlokas. But that is the discussion of Rabbi Yosef Engel. But Rav Soloveitchik says, Rav Shachter quotes it here in his piece in Mikveh Atzon, on Mixas Hayom Kikulo. He says, no, there's a much deeper idea here. Mixas Hayom Kikulo only applies when there is a unit of time, what he calls a malos, a unit of time. So if you have a unit of time that you have to count, so then you can say Mixas Hayom Kikulo. But if there's a calendaric day, you don't say Mixas Hayom Kikulo by a calendaric day. You can expand the calendaric day, but you can't shorten a calendaric day. Right? There's a concept called Tosefa Shabbos and Yontif, so then according to one side of the Chakira, you can expand the calendaric day. It's as if it's Shabbos already. But you cannot shorten a calendaric day. You cannot say Mixas Hayom Kikulo. You can only say Mixas Hayom Kikulo when it comes to a counting, right? When it comes to something that you are counting personally, and that is by a counting of a woman when she's becoming Tahora, Avelus, and other countings that you do, not based on the calendar. Important principle when it comes to Mixas Hayom Kikulo. Yeah. What is the mucker for Mixas Hayom Kikulo? I'm not sure. What is the makar for Mixas Hayom Kikulo? It doesn't quote anything here. No, that's homework. Right? What is the makar for Mixas Hayom Kikulo? Is it by Ziva? Is it by Ziva that you're allowed to go to the mikvah the seventh day during the day? Maybe it's by Ziva. Moshe Rabbeinu, whether you host of Yom Echad Mishalo, Mixas Hayom Kikulo later in the day, and Kodesh Baruch Hu, but then it's not Mixas Hayom Kikulo because Moshe Rabbeinu said you need the full day. That's when he started. He was Moshev Yom Echad Midilei. So Hashem maybe held Mixas Hayom Kikulo, but Moshe didn't. Right? Yeah. Okay. Shavuos. The Torah never gives a date for Shavuos. But it is 49 days after the second day of Pesach. Right? 49 days after Tezayin Nisan. Sorry? Tamimos. So do you say Mixas Hayom Kikulo? So there it's like that. Nasik Shleimim. Right? Say Shleimim, so it's not. You can't say Mixas Hayom Kikulo. Okay. So we'll say one extra hosafa, but first we'll do a little more of the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Tanan, Weiter in that Mishnah from the second parak. Im gilach yom shishim chaser echad, yotza. If somebody, if they get a haircut on day 59, yotze. Again, by two nazirios. She yom shloshim olo lo min haminyan. Because day 30 counts min haminyan. So what exactly does that mean, day 30? Bishlam olo rev masna nicha. Again, according to Rav Masna, I understand. Because what is the Mishnah saying? Day 30 counts. Day 30 counts for both. That's how we understand. You have two nazirios. Day 30 counts for the first Aziris, and then it starts as the beginning of the second Aziris, and that's why you can get a haircut and bring your karbanis on day 59, even, because it counts for both. Ela lubarpada lamali, ha'amr shloshim chaser echad. According to Barpada, what do you mean? What do you need day 30 to count for the first one? It's only a 29-day Aziris, the first one. So, amr lacha ananamiya ha'samchi. No, that's exactly my point. I don't mean that it counts for the first one. This is my makar. They only need one of my makar. They only need 29. Because it can't, shloshim ola lekan ulekan, ola lo min haminyin. It says ola min haminyin for the second Aziris. Not for the first Aziris. The first Aziris is finished. That's why you're allowed to get a haircut on day 59. The first one is complete, and the second one is complete. 29 days and 29 days. That's how Barpada understands this Mishnah. It doesn't mean ola min haminyin for the first Aziris. It's ola min haminyin for the second Naziris. Period. Next. Tanan. The Mishnah there continues. Misha Amar Hareini Nazir. Somebody says they're a Nazir. They're except Naziris. And Nitma Yom Shloshim. Day 30, they got through it. Oh, 30th day. And all of a sudden, day 30, they blow it. Nitma Yom Shloshim. They became Tomei on day 30. So what's the halacha? So the Tanakama holds. Soser Es Hakol. The whole thing's on their mind. They got to start again. It's day 30. They could have brought their karbanis in 5 minutes from now. They're finished. But, so seres hakol. The Tanakhama says, everything is undermined. So says the Gemara. Bish, the molar masna nicha. According to your masna, I understand why it's undermined. Why? Because you need 30 days. If you need 30 days, and therefore it's a 30-day Naziris, and here you did not do anything. We'll get back to Rav Masna in a minute, but let's just first do the question of the Gemara. So the Gemara assumes that you need 30 days, and here, because you did not complete your 30 days, so that's why it's Soser HaKol, everything is undermined. Elo Barpada Kasha, according to Barpada, you finished everything yesterday, 29 days. So today you finish in Naziris. Why should it be undermined? Barpada. We'll get back to Rav Masna in a minute. First, let's just finish the flow. Amar Lecha Barpada, Ema Seifa, Barpada says 1 minute. The next line. What's the next line, though? Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, Eino Soser El Shiva. Rabbi Eliezer says, no, it's not Soser everything. It's only Soser. It only undermines a week. Meaning, it doesn't really mean undermine anything. It just means you have to wait a week while you're tummy before you bring your karbanis. Rabbi Eliezer really holds, it's not Soser anything. It's just that, you're tummy now, so you have to have the ashes of the paraduma sprinkled on you on day 3 and day 7, and you have to wait to bring your karbanis, because, you know, you can't bring your karbanis while you're tummy. But meaning, there's no stira. There's no stira of the Naziris. And the Gemara continues, V'isal kadaydach shlosha be'inan. And if you require 30 full days, nistar kulu, everything should be nistar. Everything should be nistar. You have to add in a line here. Add in a line here. The Rush explains. The Rush explains. Look at the Rush. V'kivan, about the eighth line of the Rush. V'kivan desavar ebalazar, stam naziris chav tes yom. And since we have the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer in the Mishnah, which says nothing is nistar, nothing is undermined, it's just that you have to wait a week. But really he holds that naziris is 29 days. Mistama rabbanon lo pligi aleh be'ikr meshach yimei naziris. It must be, says the Rush, you're going to have such a wide machlokas between Rabbi Lazar and the Rabbanan, it must be they're arguing about a detail here, and not about the general point. So if we know that Rabbi Eliezer holds that Aziris is 29 days, it must be that the Chacham also holds that Aziris is 29 days. So what's the machlokas about? Whether if you become Tamei on day 30, you're Sosa the whole thing or not? A machlokas about Aziris Rabbanan. Continue the Rush. Elo de Bahakim Iflagi, this is the machlokas. The Rabbanan Savri Soser Biyom Lamin Aziris. Atu Hecha de Amar Hani Nazir Harini Lamin Yom. The Soser Akol Mida Oraisa. Or maybe Karbatuma. Do we have a Xera that if you get Tamei on day 30, we're going to make you start the whole thing again because you might get confused with the case where you say specifically 30 days? That's the machlokas between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Lazar. The Rabbi Lazar says we're not gozer. The Rabbanan say we are gozer. But that's the biggest, you have to add that in. It's a big assumption from of the Gemara that the Rush explains. Once we know Rabbi Lazar holds that it's 29 days, Mistama the Rabbanan also holds it's 29 days because they must not be arguing about something so wide-ranging. So that's how Barpada would read the Mishnah. As a Barpada would read the Mishnah. So just one more Hosafa, the Gemara says, but 1 minute. So now we explain the Mishnah so well according to Barpada. So what about Rav Masna? According to Rav Masna, why does Rav Elazar hold that on day 30, nothing is nistar, and you just have to wait a week to bring your karbanos? Kasav Rabbi Eliezer, mixas hayom kakulo. Mixas hayom kakulo. And that's why Rav Elazar says, nothing will be nistar. Before we get back to Rav Masna, just one other important ha'ara here, and that is, if you're tamei, are you allowed to have a kohen bring your karbanos? If you're tamei? So halacha is yes. You have to be tahar. The Gemara talks about there's a Tosfos, I think in Maseches Gittin, which discusses, can a sleeping person do mitzvahs? We had a shiur on it a couple years ago, on Shavuos night, 3 in the morning. So can a sleeping person do mitzvahs? So Tosfos says, what if you send your karban and you go take a nap, and the kohen brings it on behalf of you? Mishaleach karbanosav. That works. Tamei is Mishaleach karbanosav. We had a discussion in Moed Katan whether a mitzora could be Mishaleach karbanosav. But a tamei. So as the Rush, the three lines before where we picked up in the Rush, the Avagav, the sixth line of that Rush, to Tamei Mishaleach Karbanosav, even though usually somebody who's Tamei who can't say this Karbanos, Shiny Nazir, but a Nazir is different because a Nazir has to take part in the Avoda. Dechsiv V'nasan Al Kapei HaNazir. The Nazir has to wave part of his Karban with the Kohen. So you can't be in the Beis HaMikdash and wave your Karban if you're Tamei. That's why you have to wait a week before you bring your Karbanos of Naziris. So that's Tosfos, the Rosh's Ha'ara about Mishaleach Karbanosav. But back to the Amud Aleph for a minute. Back to Rav Masna for a minute. Yeah? He has to wait another 7 days. Godol Pera, but he didn't cut his hair yet.
So he has to cut it because of the
Kohen. He has to cut it, so he has to wait a week to get Godol Pera. Gadol Pera. Okay. The Rosh is assuming otherwise. We're assuming there's no dichli here. The dichli is backwards. You can't bring the. You already have the Gadol Pera. You already have the Gadol Pera up until now, and you will yotzi that. They're assuming maybe it's finished. According to Bar Pad, it's finished. Only to Rabbanan, it's really finished. Oh, back to Amud Aleph for a minute. So what the Gemara? What the Mishnah say? If somebody says they're a nazir for they're a nazir, and on day 30 they become tamei, so sir as a kol. So ask Tosfos. The Gemara says it's fine according to Rav Masna. Because Rav Masna says, because you have to have an Nazirus on day 30, so if you become Tamei on day 30, so then it is going to be a problem. And the Gemara brought in Mixas Yom Kakulo only for Rav Elazar. 1 minute, what about according to the Tanna Kamma? Why don't you say Mixas Yom Kakulo? The Gemara thinks Rav Masna works out so great according to the Mishnah. How can he work out great? Rav Masna holds the Nazirus is 30. And what does he say? What does the Tanna Kamma say? If you become Tamei on day 30, it's Osir HaKol. What do you mean it's Osir HaKol? Mixas Yom Kakulo! Tosfos in Dibur Maslo Nitzma Vakasha Olor of Masna Minicha Harbina Lo Elor of Masna Libet Tzana Kama Mixayim Kakulo Imkain Kiyasa Mixas Yom Nishlam Yom Naziruso Velo Yisrael Lazayin. Says Tosfos, a very important answer. V'yesh Lomar, says Tosfos, Ki Amrinan Mixas Hayom Kakulo Le'inyin Taglachas V'Havas Karbanosav. You say Mixayim Kakulo after you do something. It doesn't just go by time. You have to do something in order to say Mixas Yom Kakulo. If you brought your karbanos already, fine, you finished. It cannot be undermined. De'im gilach b'yom shloshim b'di'eved yatsa. Im lo nitma. Avol nitma b'yom shloshim kodim tiklach azavaz karbanosav. But if you became tamei before you did anything, lo aminim mixas hayom kakulo lahachshiv kinitma b'yom shloshim ve'echad. Elevadei nitma nizro. V'sosir akol kiven delo hishlim kol nizirosav v'tara. You need to do something. The Rav Soloveitchik used this 1 minute to explain a Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says, in Hilchos Avelus, Mixas Hayom Kakulo applies at the end of Shiva, as we mentioned, as we know, you get up in the morning, and it applies at the end of Shloshim. It does not apply at the end of Yud Beis Chodesh. Mixas Hayom Kakulo, could you apply that on the last day of the Yud Beis Chodesh? So the Shulchan Aruch says no. Shin Sadek Hei. Mi Shemes Aviv O'ima B'Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Somebody's parent died on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Lo Amrinan B'Chavtes Ba'adar Sha'acharav Mixas Hayom Kakulo El Atzorach Linog Dvar Masurim B'Yud Beis Chodesh Ashi Yikanis Rosh Chodesh Nisan. You don't say Mixas Hayom Kakulo at the end of Yud Beis Chodesh. Why not? On Mixas Hayom Kakulo at the end of Yud Beis Chodesh. Says the Taz. The Taz quotes the Shumas Hadeshen. Because Mixas Hayom Kakulo. You could say Mixas the day is Kakulo. But as we're going to see at the end, today, how do you measure years? You don't measure years in days. You measure years in months. Mixas Chodesh Kakulo. What? So the Taz says, you should say in the middle of Adar, Mixas Chodesh Kakulo. And therefore, the Yud Beis Chodesh is over. You don't say that. Years are measured in months, and there's only Mixas Hayom Kakulo. right? The bakol she toli b'minyan yomim amrin mitzas yom ha'achron kakulo. Mashenkin ba'avelus the toli yud beis chodesh b'chol duchti. Imkenim tomer mitzas kakulo lo yisarach lezal raksas me'achodesh ha'achron zevada yeinu. That's the answer of the Truma Sadeshin quoted by the Taz and the Shach. You don't say Mitzvah Kakulo by months, you only say it by days. Rav Soloveitchik said, no, it's a little deeper than that. Why don't you say Mitzvah Kakulo by Yud Beis Chodesh? A different answer. Because Shiva, you do something for Shiva. There's something positive that you do, you're misnavel yourself. You don't shower, you don't sit on a chair. By Shiva. Shloshim, you do something. Shloshim is defined by doing something. Right? You still are misnavel yourself, b'miksas. But Yud Beis Chodesh is all about not doing something. Not, there's no nihug of Yud Beis Chodesh. The nihug of Yud Beis Chodesh are not doing something. Achayin geder avilus Yud Beis Chodesh hainu sheyimana. I'm reading from the Bikvei Atzon Simin Yud Zayin sheyimana ha'avel as atzmo mimutaros mitanukim midunim umeachar shein ba'avilus su shum nihug. You don't say mixing up kakulo. He doesn't quote this Tosis, but it's lamish the same point. Mixas Yom Kakulo is only when you do something. If you do something, if you have an action, if you have a nihug, then you can say Mixas Yom Kakulo. And the same thing beautifully explains the chilek between a zava and a nida. Mida oraisa. Mida oraisa. What's the halacha of a zava and a nida? A nida, first time she sees dam in her life, 7 days she is tameh. Seven full days. When is she allowed to go to the mikvah? The night after the seventh day. A zava mida oraisa could go in the middle of day seven. And you would say mixas yom kakulo. If she becomes tummy afterwards, it might be nistar, but mixas yom kakulo. So why is a zava allowed to go in the middle of the day and not a nida? Why? So the Rav explains, because a zava mida oraisa has to do a bdika. Has to do bdikas during the 7 days. So that's a nihug. And therefore, you're doing something because it makes the Yabakula. Mashenkin by Nida. By Nida, Mida Oraisa, she could have Dam all 7 days straight. As long as she stops at the end, that's it. It's finished. So again, because if there's a Niyug, so Yud Beis Chodesh has no Niyug. That's why you don't say Mixiyam Kakulo there. That's exactly by Tosfos here, even according to Rav Masna. And that's why by Avelus. By Avelus, it's not that they wake up in the morning on day seven and it's finished. No, what happens? They sit down after davening for a minute. They do something al Avelus. They do something for Shiva. Once you do something for a minute, and then it's finished. You did the nihug, so then you could say, Mixas Hayom Ke'akula.
What's the nihug
by Shloshim? By Shloshim, you still don't take regular showers. There's still a nihug of positive, what he calls Nivol B'Mixas. Nivol B'Mixas. Yeah.
How's the Me'iri going to answer this question?
The day of the Me'iri, with the wine in the middle. So that's a Mechudish Shita. I don't know if we have to explain
it.
Well, it goes against this Gemara that... I'm saying, but maybe you did a niyug in the morning. You brought your karbanos in the morning. You did it. It's finished. Yeah. So stam nazir. So that's like the question we asked on Bar Pada. According to Bar Pada, if the day is finished, so then lechora it wasn't so strong. Then the following day, because there you don't need mixing of kakulo. You have the day itself. You don't need a niyug if you want to. If an avel doesn't do anything on day seven, but he just sits and does nothing, so on day eight it's finished. You don't need mixas yom kakulo there because you have the actual day.
What is the status of the nazir when day 30 between that time when he brings his karbanos?
Between that time and then he brings his karbanos, so that's nitma. That's this case over here.
But during that,
he's a nazir.
He has to keep.
You can't drink wine until you have to bring your karbanos. Right, so that's why if he's nitba, that's Ramasna. That's exactly what we suggested. That's what the Nesiv here also alludes to it. The Merom Yisada. Nesiv here also alludes to the fact that you need this nihug. Okay, we're going to continue now. But if you want to look in the Chiddush of Meir Simcha, here he also discusses is it a good comparison between Zava and Nida versus our Gemara. We'll see if we have time later. Okay, let's continue. Tznan, fourth line on Amud Beis. Hareni Nazir Me'ayom. Continuing, we're having a whole discussion of that Misha later on. Somebody says, I'm a nazir for 100 days. Nitva yomei asosur as I call. Tanakama says, if you get tummy on day 100, tough luck, gotta start again. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, ain't asosur el shloshim yom. No, Rabbi Eliezer says, only count another 30. Only another month. So visakadada savar, Rabbi Eliezer mixes yom kakulo. But what is Rabbi Eliezer shita? If he holds mixes yom kakulo, nistar shiva. So nothing should be uprooted. And she just has to wait a week before he brings his karbanis. Vilo savar mixes yom kakulo, listar kulu. And if he doesn't hold of it, then the whole thing should be uprooted. What's the month? What's his middle thing? You have to recount the month. So the olam lo amrina mixes yom kakulo. Really, he does not hold of it. Mixes yom kakulo, and really, he should count everything again. Ihachi lister kulhu. So Amar Reish Lakish. No, it's a special limud. Special limud. Hayinu time of Rabbi Eliezer. Amar Kra. The pasuk says Zos Torat Anazir biyom melos yemei nizro. This is what a nazir does on the day that he completes his naziris. Hatorah Amra nitzma biyom melos. Tain lo Torah's Nazir. If he becomes Tame on the day of his completion, he just has to do what a regular Nazir would do, meaning count 30 days. That's a special din that the Rebbe Elazar has. Period. So now the Gemara says, Lema Ketanoi. Let's say that our original Machlokas, Barpada and Rav Masna, our Machlokas, 29 days or 30 days, is really a Machlokas Tanoim. As follows. Ad Malos Hayamim. Pasuk says, by Nazir, until the completion of days, Shomani Miyut Yamim Shnayim. The smallest amount that Yomim Kamin is two. So how long is a Nazir? Tamalomar Kadoshia Gadopera Ain Gidul Seir Pachas Mishloshim. Divir Rabbi Yoshia. Rabbi Yoshia says, it says you gotta have long hair. So you get long hair after a month. So that's why, 30 days. So that's how you know Naziris is 30 days. Rabbi Yonasan Omer Einot Tzarech. No, I don't need that limud. Harei Omer Ad Melos Hayamim. It says, until the completion of days. E'elu, hein, yamim, shetzrichen, l'malos. What kind of days need to be completed? Sometimes are less, sometimes are more. Ha'viomer shloshim. The end of a month. The end of a month. Sometimes has 29 days, sometimes has 30 days. So therefore, that's how you know from the word malos. You don't have to have the special pasuk of gadol yia, special limud. So my love, so let's say this machlokas is parallel. Rav Masna, who says you need 30 days, holds like Rav Yoshia, right? The first day here, who says gidul seir is no less than 30. They both hold the naziris is 30 days. Ubar pada damerk Rav Yonasan. Rav Pada holds like Rav Yonasan. Rav Yonasan, who says here, what you learn it from the word malos, that days that need to be completed is what a nazir does. So what days need to be completed? The 29 turning into 30. So it could be 29 days he holds. So amalchar Rav Masna, no. The Gemara says, maybe not. To kuli alma shlosha bina. Rav Masna could say, Rav Masna, who we hold like, could hold like both opinions. I can fit into both opinions. Everybody agrees that a naziris is 30 days. The machlokas is just pshat in the pasuk. The hacha ba'ad va'ad bechlal kamiflagi. Pligi. The machlokas is, if the Torah says ad, so is that including, up until and including, or up until and not including? Rabbi Yoshia savar ad v'lo ad bechlal. Rabbi Yoshia holds that when the Torah says the word ad, it's up till and not including. So when it says ad milos hayamim, it's up until and not including. So therefore, but he knows his ears is 30 days. That's why he requires an extra makar to teach me the 30 days. Rabbi Yonasan savar ad v'ad bechlal. Rabbi Yonasan says no. Ad is va'ad bechlal, up until and including, therefore he does not need the extra limud, just ad malos hayamim, that itself could teach me 30 days. 30 days. Period. Good. Let's continue. Omar mar, il'elu hein yamim shezrichal amalos haviyomer shloshim. What was the second shita? What days need completion? Only days of a month? V'yema Shabbos. What about Shabbos? Doesn't Shabbos complete the week? Doesn't Shabbos complete the week? So the Gemara says, no, Shabbos be'ika chasirusa. Is there anything missing? There's nothing missing. You're right, Shabbos is the last day of the week. But it's not like there are days that you, like a month is chaser. Is chaser, it's 29 days. So your mashlamit is a malay month. So that's a chisaron. The Gemara says, ema shana, how about a year? What about a year? Why? The mafarish and the Tosfos both explain that sometimes you add a couple of days to every year. We're not talking about adding a month here, right? Sometimes you add a couple of days to every year. Sometimes a year is 354, 353, 355. So the Gemara says, what we referred to before, Mima ninan liyomei. What do you mean? For a year, do you count days? V'harabanan dekesri amri. We know, we learned in Megillah. Minayin shein monin yamim l'shanim. How do you know that when you count years, you only count months to years and not days to years? Shenema, as we said, based on the Truman Sedeshan earlier, Shenema l'chachei hashana, shchadashim mechashvin l'shanim, v'lo yamim l'shanim. You count months to years and not days to years. This is what we used earlier to explain why there's no mixing of kakulo by Yud Beis Chodesh. The Rush here says the Gemara could have also said, Tafasta muat, tafasta, tafasta meru below tafasta, but we found another answer to explain it, so we didn't have to quote that. Okay, I guess we'll stop here. Hashem, we look. Sorry, the Yar Sameach. I'll show you the Yar Sameach. Yeah.